With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A break in the action in Gaza.
The Israeli military announced what it's called a tactical pause in its offensive in the southern Gaza Strip. The move was to allow deliveries of increased quantities of humanitarian aid into the south of the enclave. The army said the pause would begin early morning for 11 hours every day until further notice. Several aid trucks were seen on the Israeli side of the Kerem Shalem crossing, the main entry point into southern Gaza from Israel for incoming aid. The pause is aimed at allowing aid trucks to reach the Israel-controlled crossing and travel safely to a nearby highway to deliver supplies to other parts of Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
Massachusetts authorities say seven people were shot and wounded and an eighth was hurt while running away while gunfire erupted at a large gathering of young people in Methuen. Police say the shooting began just before 2 a.m., after hundreds of young people gathered for a pop-up party organized on social media. The victims range in age from 17 to 22 years old. Two of the gunshot victims were in critical condition. Authorities are declining to comment on the number of suspects. No arrests have been made. German energy company Uniper says a tribunal has awarded it nearly $14 billion in damages for gas that Russia's Gazprom hasn't supplied since 2022.
Uniper says the arbitration tribunal based in Stockholm also ruled that it has the right to terminate long-term gas supply contracts with state-owned Gazprom Export, and it's now formally ending the relationship. The German government nationalized Uniper at the end of 2022 after Russia cut gas supplies to the country. Uniper incurred huge costs as a result of those cuts, because it was forced to buy gas at far higher market prices to meet its supply contract obligations. Jeremy House reporting.
More news at SRN.com. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. British politicians are urged to support marriage.
National elections take place in the United Kingdom in about 3 weeks, and the Marriage Foundation is urging the candidates to say something about the decline of matrimony in the country. Less than half of all adults in the UK get married these days, and the social consequences are piling up. The foundation says political parties should make marriage promotion part of their platforms and talk about it on the stump. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Tennessee judge has ordered a conservative media organization to appear in court over publishing details from allegedly leaked documents about a 2023 shooting at a Nashville Christian school. Star News Digital Media is accused of violating a court order. The company denies the charges and is currently suing to get more records of the case released to the public. The transgender shooter murdered three children and three adults in the assault at Covenant, a private Christian school. Star News wants to get a look at the killer's journal and suicide note. This is SRN News. A Supreme Court decision for Starbucks. Tayshia Stevens has more.
The Supreme Court rules for Starbucks in a labor dispute over seven employees who were fired in Memphis. The employees claim they were fired in 2022 for trying to unionize their Tennessee Starbucks. The National Labor Relations Board then issued a complaint. Thursday, the High Court put limits on the NLRB's authority and returned the case to the lower courts.
This year's most significant heat wave so far is roasting a large part of the central and southern United States on Father's Day today, with potentially record-breaking high temperatures 4 days away from summer's official start. The National Weather Service warned people in South and Midwest areas planning to celebrate dads outdoors to stay cool amid a major heat risk with high temperatures in the 90s in some areas. The intense heat wave won't stop there. An expansive and exceptionally strong heat dome is building over the east, stretching into the Midwest and Great Lakes over the next few days. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.